Thank you for introducing me. My name is Zhidong Shang, and this work is collaborated with Lei Lu from VMware, Hai Huang from IBM, and Haining Wang from University of Delaware. And the title of this project is called Hyperprop Towards Virtual Machine Actual Inspection. So this talk includes the following parts. The first one is a problem statement, motivation, and the background. And then is the design and implementation. Next, I will present two case studies. And next is evaluation and conclusion. So first of all, as I said, the title is Virtual Machine Actual Inspection. So what is Virtual Machine Actual Inspection? Before we talk about Virtual Machine Actual Inspection, I need to introduce a term called Virtual Machine Introspection. Virtual Machine Introspection is a more well-known term, which is a security technique used at the hypervisor level to inspect or monitor the internal state of a virtual machine. And this is already widely used technique and has been extensively studied by the security community. The reason you can do virtual machine introspection is because the hypervisor is running at a more privileged level. So at the hypervisor level, you can see everything of the virtual machine. But on the other hand, here we created a term called virtual machine actual inspection. So what we want to do is try to retrieve the hypervisor information from within a virtual machine. So this is like a reverse information retrieval problem. And this problem has not been comprehensively studied before. So the motivation of virtual machine actual inspection are, first of all, attackers who are in control of a virtual machine, they may want to know more about the underlying hypervisor, because the more information they know, the more likely they can break into and eventually compromise the hypervisor. So attackers have the motivation to know more information about the hypervisor. And in cloud environments, normal users, like those benign users, they may also want to know more about the hypervisor. For example, they may be wondering, are they using the latest version of software? Are they using a secure kernel? So both attackers and normal users may be want to know the information about the hypervisor. And the contribution of our work is, first of all, we created a term called virtual machine actual inspection, and we define it as a procedure to retrieve hypervisor information from within a virtual machine. As the first step towards virtual machine actual inspection, we study a specific problem to detect or infer the hypervisor OS kernel version in a Linux KVM-based virtualized environment. And we design, implement a framework called Hyperprop, which can automatically help user to detect the hypervisor OS kernel version. And the reason we do this is because different versions of kernel may have different vulnerabilities. And if attackers can easily identify or pinpoint the hypervisor kernel version, then they can next step is they can focus on that specific kernel version and try to exploit that specific kernel. So if there's a tool that can help people to quickly and automatically identify the kernel version, then that may facilitate these people to do more further attack. But that's from the attack's point of view. But for normal user, this tool or this framework may also help them to know the kernel version. And then we evaluate a hyperprop in our controlled test bed as well as in five real-world cloud environment. And we got promising results from both our own test bed and real-world cloud environments. So some background information, as I said, we did the experiments and the implementation in the KVM environment. So KVM is kernel-based virtual machine, and it's an open source project, and it is also a popular hypervisor. KVM has been merged into Linux kernel since kernel version 2.6.20. Nowadays, it is widely used by researchers as well as cloud vendors. At the beginning of this project, we studied the evolution of KVM. KVM basically is merged into Linux mainline kernel since 2007. And over the 7 years from 2007 until the time of this study, 2014, about 3,400 KVM-related patches were released by Linux kernel. Most of these patches are new features or bug fixes. The challenge of this project is because ideally hypervisors are invisible to virtual machines. Virtual machines, people in virtual machine are not supposed to see hypervisors. So retrieve hypervisor information from within the virtual machine is difficult and has not been comprehensively studied before. And our solution is we try to analyze hypervisor patches, and then we realize that some hypervisor features and bugs are detectable from within the virtual machine. So here's the design of the hyperprop framework. So basically, we use features and bug fix to detect the hypervisor kernel version. And this figure shows, let's assume that feature A is introduced in kernel version 2.6.30. Bug B is fixed in kernel version 2.6.35. If we can detect that both feature A and bug B is existing, then we can claim that the underlying hypervisor kernel version is in between 2.6.30 and 2.6.34. Because only if the kernel version is greater than or equal to 2.6.30, we can detect feature A. And if we can detect bug B, then it means that the bug is not fixed, so the kernel version is lower than 2.6.34. So therefore, we use features as the lower bound, and we use bug fix as the upper bound. As to the implementation, the framework is implemented in C programming language. Totally, we selected 19 test cases to detect features, and we selected 20 test cases for bug detections. The detection covers all the 35 major kernel versions between 2.6.20, which is the first kernel version that includes KVM, and 3.14, which was the latest kernel version at the time of this study. So this table shows the features we selected. Totally, we selected 19 features, and some of the features are very straightforward and can be easily detected. Some other ones may be more complicated and may need some tricky approach to detect. So one of the most simple example here is the SMP support, which means that the guest OS can run multiple processors. So this one is the most easy one. If we can detect the guest OS can use multiple processors, we can claim that the underlying hypervisor kernel version is equal to or greater than 2.6.23. And later on, I will present some other case studies to show some other more complicated feature detection. And this table shows the bugs we selected. As you can see, most of the bugs are MSR related, or MSR refers to model specific registers. And later on, I will introduce and describe why there are so many, what is MSR and why there are so many MSR related bugs in the hypervisors. So the first case study is how we detect hypervisor features. In this example, I would present the case for KSM or kernel same page merging. This is a hypervisor mechanism or OS mechanism to save memory, and it has been introduced in Linux kernel since 2.6.32. So if we can detect that the KSM is existing, then we can claim that the underlying hypervisor kernel version is equal to or greater than 2.6.32. This figure shows how KSM works. As I said, KSM is kernel same page merging. So basically, the hypervisor will try to scan all the system, all the memory pages in the system. And if two of the pages are identical, then the KSM will try to merge these pages and only keep one copy in the system. And this page it will be called shared page. Later on, if a write operation occurs, then a copy on write technique will be used. So the shared page will be copied out from one page to two pages, and the write operation will happen on the copied page. But because of this copy on write technique, a write operation to a shared page incurs more time, actually significantly more time than a write operation to a traditional or non-shared page. And based on this timing difference, we can actually detect KSM. So here's how we detect KSM. The first step is we try to load some random file into memory, and we try to record the write access time to each of these pages. And we use T1 to represent the write access time. And the next step is we try to load the same file by loading two copies into the memory. So now in the memory, there are two copies of the same file. And we'll try to wait for some time so the KSM is actually a kernel daemon. So the KSM will try to scan the memory, and because there are two copies and they are the same file, so this identical page will be merged. And after that, we try to record the write access time to each of these pages, and we use T2 to represent the write access time. And as I said before, because of the copy on write operation, a write operation to a shared page costs more time than a write operation to a non-shared page. Therefore, T2 should be clearly larger than T1 if KSM is enabled. So here's the evaluation results. On the bottom figure, we can see that the KSM is disabled. So T2 is, you cannot tell, or there's no significant difference between T1 and T2. But the top figure, KSM is enabled on the hypervisor. So T2 is significantly larger than T1. So in this way, we can detect that KSM is existing on the hypervisor. And next case study is how we detect hypervisor bugs. As I said, we have a lot of MSR or model specific registers related bugs. And MSR is model specific registers. So modern CPU vendors define hundreds of model specific registers, and many of them only exist in some specific processor model and may not exist on other processor models. So due to the large variety of MSRs, because there are a huge number of MSRs, modern hypervisors always have trouble to emulating the behavior of MSRs. That's why there are so many MSR-related bugs in hypervisors. And in this case study, I will describe one of the MSR bugs, which is called IA32 microcode revision. So this is a register that Intel defines a capability in its P4 Xeon P6 family processors called microcode update facility. And this facility allows you to allows us to update the microcode if needed to fix some critical hardware defects. And after the microcode is updated, its revision number is also updated. So BIOS or OS can extract this revision number while reading that MSR register, IA32 microcode revision. And the story behind this bug is in previous Linux kernel, when the guest tried to read this register, KVM would return an invalid value, which is zero. And this somehow caused Microsoft Windows 2008 SP2 server to crash. And the fix to this problem is simple. Since Linux kernel 3.2, KVM would report a non-zero value when we read from this register. So the detection is also very straightforward. So we can just try to read that register. If we read to this register returns zero, then we claim that the bug is still existing. So these are the two case studies. One is for feature detection, one's for bug detection. And next is the evaluation. As I said, we performed experiments in our own controlled test bed as well as in real-world cloud. So we performed experiments in five real-world cloud, including Google Cloud, HP Cloud, Elastichost, Joint Cloud, and Cloud Sigma. And one of the major observations from our results is that cloud vendors do not use the latest kernel, as they may not be extensively tested. At the time of the study, the latest Linux kernel is 3.14, but you can see from the table, none of the cloud vendors are using kernel version 3.14. So this is one of the observations. In our paper, we also described some other observations. And to first confirm the correctness of our framework, we also performed the experiments in our own controlled testbed environment. So among all the certified hypervisor OS kernel versions from 2.6.20 to 3.14, we found 11 exact match. And for 15 of them, we can narrow down to two versions. And we can narrow down to three versions and four versions for four of them. And for one of them, which is the worst case, we can narrow down to five versions. So finally, is the conclusion. In this project, we investigated a reverse information retrieval problem in virtualized environments, and we created the term virtual machine extrospection, or VME. As the first step towards virtual machine extrospection, we presented the design implementation of a VME framework called HyperProbe, and we got promising results in five real-world cloud as well as on our own test bed environment. So that's all, thank you. Questions?
A couple questions for you. One is, first of all, it's a really clever insight. When you posed the problem, I thought, oh, how are you going to see out of the VM? And that's nice. You're making a monotonicity assumption, which I think is very reasonable about introduction of features. It's unlikely that people bring features back. But bug fixes sometimes get backported, right? So did you ever see a case where you got a false positive from a bug report or a false negative from a bug report check because somebody had an older version of the kernel which had bug fixes backported into it? Sometimes security bug fixes get backported, right?
Yeah, that's possible. But in our case, we didn't see any false positive or false negative. Okay. But it's possible. And we actually discussed that in the paper. And one of the solutions is that we can use multiple bug fixes. So not just one. Maybe we can detect several bug fixes. If all of them existing, then we claim that the conversion is lower than some certain conversion.
Okay, good. And the other question I had on this is just about the specific case example you gave with the kernel same page merging. Mm-hmm. You said you read a file in a few times. That's a guest level file, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
How does the host know that those are the same page? Is that just because the guest is setting up page table warnings?
The hypervisor will scan all the memory in the system.
Oh, and just look for identical copies. It's data equivalence, not
just the host, but everything in the system. The hypervisor can see everything, can see all the memory of all the virtual machines.
Okay, and it's doing deduplication based on the content of the pages, not based on the addresses.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
content.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks again. It's a great talk and great work.
Thank you.